And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick Angel.
Here's another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. And Welcome. Summer hours are over. We are back. We are getting Doug back. Very important announcement. The reason this episode is entitled, what did I title it, Joshy?
Here's the thing is changing
is because there was a moment there, guys, where Here's the Thing was going to become Patreon only. And it was very close. You're watching this on Monday, August 3rd. We are recording this on Monday, July 27th. The reason is I was able to secure a new podcast partner for us. And in order to keep Joshy and Angel gainfully employed, and in order to keep this public to people, we will now be shooting two main episodes of Here's the Thing. They will air weekly on Mondays and Wednesdays. And also, the Ball Brothers will be airing weekly twice on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if you are part of the Patreon, you will still get a bonus episode. So if you're a part of the Patreon, you'll get three episodes a week. And you also have the benefit of watching these when they are recorded. Now that we're shooting having a main on Monday, that main episode will be shot the Friday previous. So if something just happened and it dropped, people on Patreon will be able to listen to those thoughts much earlier. And in the past, for bonus episodes, I didn't really cherry pick good topics for the bonus or the main. Now that we're doing two mains, I am going to cherry pick some topics for the bonus. Some things that you want to hear, I'm going to cherry pick because I got to make it worthwhile for the Patreon. I'm still going to have public topics, but I'm going to start cherry picking. I just got to. I got to make sure the people who made sure that Joshy and Angel were gainfully employed and helped cover the cost while we was down bad still got something of value. So if you're getting the free, you're going to get the stuff. You're going to get the two mains. And you know me and Angel are always going to do our best.
You got to pick the cherry.
I got to cherry pick. I mean, I'm telling you up front. You're going to be like, dang, Ken, why that couldn't be public? Because I got to reward the people who held us down, okay? And personal things, you know, like super personal things. Like, for example, after Josh's wedding, when we recap that, that's going to be a bonus episode. Anytime it's going to be super personal about our life, things like that, those will also be bonus episodes. So I still recommend joining the Patreon. Y'all, if y'all still ain't put in on the chips, the drinks and apps ever, that's crazy.
Patreon just got an Unruly Cousins episode last night, late in the midnight hour. We got it up.
Late in the midnight hour. Matter of fact, speaking of that, Joshy, throw that in right now.
I'll edit that in for you, Kev. Don't you worry.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Kev on stage.
And I'm that chick Angel.
And today, the Unruly Cousins are doing aerial arts.
Come to us. Come on, bring them legs. Come on, bring that ass over.
Where?
Make that coochie breathe. Come towards me. Go. 5, 6, 7.
And kickball chain.
I got you. That was not bad.
It is hard.
I feel like I never used these muscles before.
You ain't had a reason. Melissa ain't over here busting you open.
All right, other side.
Girl, I got to come down. This hurt.
Yeah, I know. It does.
My foot is cramping.
And then bring this leg back. You got it. You're there. You're almost there.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. All right, step forward so you don't fall.
You can do it, friend. So,
you're here. You want to step forward.
Step forward.
That's it. And the other foot, too. The other foot, too. Yes. Okay. Ah, good
job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Kevin, if we pull this off, okay. We are Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil, here we go. Two fat niggas tonight in MGM Grand. All right. So please, if you still want to help us on Patreon, Kev on Stage Studios, if not, you get to enjoy the benefit of two episodes a week to get you through the work week. We're actually making sure we chose Monday and Wednesday because, you know, I feel like it's more important on the work week. I feel like on Friday, you probably get through Friday, but that Monday, you might need something to laugh about. All right. Any questions?
It also
comments,
gives me a little time to keep my life together. Throwing
these edits out. Gives Joshy some time to edit and all that jazz. So Patreon will always shoot the bonus with you weekly. We'll find the time there and we'll always make sure that you know it's the bonus. All right. Church announcements, Angel.
No. All right. Okay.
I have one. Grief Sucks Tour starts this month. Birmingham, Alabama, Jacksonville, Florida, and Charleston, South Carolina are up first. Let me tell you what, Charleston. Hey. Why y'all even asking?
I thought you said we're never going back, Kev. You already said it once.
There's only a few cities that are on the like, what's going on? Actually, it's Charleston stands alone, really, as the only. Portland's not selling well, but Portland, you know, Portland did good early up top. The Grief Sucks. And they pulled up. I'm coming back to Portland. It's just not selling well yet, but I think we'll be fine. But Charleston
sucks, and Charleston does too.
Grief, Charleston, you're the only one that I'm like, what's going on? Which is good. Like, of all these few little cities I threw together, you know, 5-10 cities that I threw together, only having one stinker is not bad. Charleston, in the future, if this keeps up, you will be going to Columbia or Atlanta, wherever y'all went in the years past. That's where you're going to be going. All right. Let's kick it off with Angel. Big news in sports. Raymond James.
Yeah.
Decided to go to the Philadelphia 76ers, and I need your expert analysis, and I need it quick.
Well, we knew that there was going to be a chapter change. We just didn't know what that next chapter would be. LeBron, he has played for multiple decades in the NBA, and I've gotten to see him play live. And while he still has amazing skill sets, he's older. You know, he's not one of the spring chickens on the court, so I think there were those of us that were wondering, when is he going to call it quits? When is he just going to be the big guy behind the mic talking about stuff about other players? But he surprises all. Him about to go to cold weather. So obviously, everybody in Philadelphia is excited. I feel like he gave LA what LA needed. I mean, I'm glad we had him, especially in the during the time that we lost Kobe, who was like a staple to the Lakers franchise. So to have the King LeBron, it was like, not only did he help us win, you know, Lakers actually always, they'd be winning rings, but not only did he bring that on to us, he also gave us like the eyes. Cause you know, the Lakers is a flashy franchise, like more than any of the rest. Like
Showtime Lakers, baby.
Yes, we are Las Vegas showgirls. That's what the Los Angeles Lakers are.
So, Angel, that's why they call them the Lake Show.
Hey, yo.
So he was that. He was our Beyonce. He was our lead girl giving us high kicks. he was. So I feel like him going to Philadelphia is like his Las Vegas residency. It's like that thing right before you retire for good. You want to give the people a nice little bit of time. But for me, it was definitely a shock. I was like, okay, you're going to keep playing, but you're going to go somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. And to Philly?
Yeah. But, you know, Philly's going to benefit greatly.
Even though what they do is wrong. Come on, guys. I got to keep it rolling going into next week. It's the only thing keeping me sane at this point. That's it, man.
Even though what we do is wrong, going with the sun come up, going with the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Your favorite line
from the song? Gotta keep a heat in a heat in a heat in a packet in a ceiling and a heat in a.
When the heat stop working, then the heat stop working, and I'm gonna rob me a person.
That's Kevin's favorite line. That
because when the sneaks start leaking, leaning, and the heat stop working, then the heat start working. I'ma rob me a person. I want to commit crimes.
That was almost your Jamie Foxx. What's that song that Jamie Foxx did in every single last one of his Instagram videos?
And I mean like gang gang.
Yes. Gang gang.
I be outside with
that's
my
your gang gang. Gang. And the heat stops working, and the heat in the
sneaks start leaning.
Ooh, you put some miles into those.
Yeah, listen, hey brother, I'll be working out, and the heat stops working. My God, ha ha! Then the heat starts working.
Sword, the Bible.
Uh-huh. And I'm a real person.
And I'm a
guy. I wish I was in the booth when Freeway first let that out the chamber. You gotta press the space bar. Be like, nigga, what you say? He'd be like, so what I was saying was when the sneaks start leaning and the heat starts working, then the heat starts working. I'm a Robbie person.
You would have been behind him like Ray J, like, and then you would have patted him hard as hell on his back.
It's Ray J. I want to know what that lady in that one video did. Was Angel frozen? Oh, this is a great expression to be frozen on.
Angel, come back, Angel.
Welcome back. Well, while she's finding herself, I'll give my own analysis. I thought LeBron was going to Philly. And,
really?
I mean, I'm sorry, to Miami.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was going to Miami. And I was like, I don't know how. That's funny.
That's really good.
Let me just take her out for a second.
Let's see if she comes back. She's gone.
Say,
she might be frozen down there.
Yeah. So when LeBron went to Philly, I was actually on my phone and I saw the news drop. And I immediately was in my head like, okay, they got Maxi. VJ Edgecombe, Jaylen Brown, Embiid, and LeBron Raymond James.
Okay, little squad.
And the best part is Maxey is a solid point guard.
Mm-hmm.
So LeBron's not going to handle the rock.
You think he'll still want to, though?
I hope he just fits in like Tim Duncan in his later years. Like, y'all just do y'all thing. I'm going to just fill in where I fit in. Like, let the young boy. I've been saying this for years. If you let the young people carry the load and let LeBron be old, like Tim Duncan was when Kawhi and Tony and Manu took over, they have the best chance if LeBron does not have to be LeBron. If he can be your fourth best player, then you actually have a chance at a championship.
Like sunset as when Shaq started moving around?
No. Not yet.
Because Shaq will also like Shaq. Celtics? Oh, go ahead.
You mean like when he played for the Heat or for like the Celtics?
Like the Celtics. But didn't he also play for
this might be '03 Wade Shaq or '06? Was it '06 or '03? When Wade won his title, I think it was 06. Yeah, 06. If he could be 06 Shaq with Dwayne Wade, where he was still good, but it was very clearly and obviously Dwayne Wade's team. Angel, you good? You can hear us and everything?
Okay. My mother-in-law's internet just went out for no reason, so here we are.
I feel like the Sixers' best chance for a championship if LeBron only need 10 and 12 and 6 and 4 or 5 out of him.
In the games that count.
Man, if he only got to get you 10 and 6 and 5, he don't have to get you 22, then they have a good chance.
I think y'all underestimating him. Is he old for basketball? Hell yeah. I've seen him play. He's big. In person, like seeing him move across the court in person, he ain't doing all the things. He's not like these sewer rat young boys that be like moving across the, like their handles are so fast. You're just like, how did you get over there without teleporting? But he still has enough to be valuable without being like,
I agree with you, Angel. I'm just saying what hurts teams is LeBron. In the last playoff run, because Luka and Austin were hurt, he has to be your best player. This many years into the league, if you want to win a championship, he cannot have to be your best player. He shouldn't even have to be your second best player. He should just have to be your third or fourth best player. And in this case, you got Maxey and Embiid, 1-2. You got Jaylen Brown, who just won a finals MVP 2 years ago? Let them be young and have strong knees good calves. Let LeBron just be like, all right, young, let me hit that.
Oh, I think that's going to be the case anyways. Look, watching him play, it didn't look like he was like, I got to do it all. It was very much so, y'all do the thing. Do it to me and I'm going to do my thing real quick. But don't be trying to have me do all the things.
This is also a very common thought. Embiid definitely going to be hurt. Here's the thing. I think they can still win a championship without Embiid being healthy the whole season.
I can see that.
I with LeBron, Jaylen Brown, Maxey, I mean, Embiid, it's going to be nearly, they're going to be a tough out. But they without Embiid, it's still a really good team, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And maybe LeBron takes some heat off Embiid. You know, you don't play the back-to-backs. Maybe we just keep you good. You don't got to play every game. So, yeah, I'm very excited. It's also, he said, it's his last decision, Angel. He said he signed a 2-year deal with a player option. I think if they win a championship this year, he retires. If they win it the next year, obviously he retires. If they don't win after 2 years, I think he probably still retires. I can't see him continuing to go on.
Because what, you and LeBron are the same age, yeah?
He's actually a year younger than me.
Oh, wow. You're still in your prime.
You can hop in.
Oh.
It's them shoulders, Kevin. Your shoulders are what cracked me up.
What you mean?
It's just the way you go out there and your shoulders look like they are just going to fly up off of your body at any time. Them arms are just going to release off. Love it. I want to see you out there in the NBA.
What's the record, if any, of how many rings a player has won on different teams?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. LeBron has what, three with three different teams? No. Yeah. Cleveland,
Miami. He won in Miami, right?
LA. It's either him or I think it's got to be three.
Three is good.
If Bron brings a ring to Philadelphia, he will be insufferable. Philadelphians will be insufferable.
It's your boy, Joshy. You got LeBron has three. Miami Heat, Cavs, Lakers. Danny Green, your boy.
DG.
Spurs, Raptors, Lakers. Robert Ori is who I thought of. He got Rockets, Lakers, Spurs. And then John Sally. He got Pistons, Bulls, and the Lakers. So, yeah, if LeBron does. And Philly, have the 76ers won a championship? Was it during the NBA era or the ABA era? Okay, they won three. What'd 55, you say? 67, and 83. And they won the championship when I was born. Ooh. So now you have a team like the Knicks. It's been a long time since they won. If LeBron does this, you know, it's just – it's funny because even if he does this, the city of Philly will be happy. People who hate LeBron will be like, it doesn't matter. He's ring chasing. Everybody in the NBA is ring chasing.
What's the point? Every, I was about to say, body, in the if ring, we can't scuba, then what are we doing? What are you talking about? I don't go to the NBA just to lay up.
We're all ring chasing. Go ahead, Angel, analyst.
I owned a basketball team and a player was like, I mean, I'm not here to win a ring. I'd be like, you're fired. I don't want you here. I only want champions. Who is out here? Just like, I'm just happy to be here. What? This is not Disney World. This is a competition.
Hilarious. My boy, Kenny Chelsea, who is a Heat fan, said MJ still the GOAT. I think the GOAT conversation, wherever you are, you won't change. LeBron James could play for 10 more years and win the next 10 championships, and people will be like, MJ's still better.
The league is different.
This is knowing the finals, dog. This is knowing the finals and with the baseball. And you play your baseball for 2 years. If you didn't play baseball for 2 years, he would have won 8 championships in a row, guys.
What Michael are these Jordan, accents?
He's the GOAT, man. He's the best. He never won. He actually never lost a game in the whole world, y'all. If his foot wasn't hurt, he would have won the basketball game. Every single day, man. Michael Jordan, he's a player of baseball, and that's the only reason why the Houston Rockets win a basketball game, guys.
Give it up.
Why you give him a list, a speech impediment?
That's what they
and then you made him
like
childish.
Yeah. But the flu game, guys, he has the flu and Squatty Pippen, he hold him up and they play with the Utah Jazz. And Michael Jordan, he's a player with the flu. He had a basketball shoes on, the black and red flu game Jordans, guys.
There we go. You got to keep them older. You can't have them sounding young because they're all older.
God, enough. You tell them, but what about... What'd you say?
Are you not on that side of the argument? Are you not on that side of the argument?
Here's my thing. The thing that Jordan, I think they're just different categories. LeBron is the greatest player I've ever seen. I think you can't separate. What I don't like is the rules change for Jordan. Either you win the ring or you don't win the ring. And what Jordan gets is he was 6-0 in the finals, and it's like if he didn't win the championship, it didn't count. They lost all those other playoffs, or they didn't make them. That counts too. It can't just be the finals. But he has the greatest narrative of all time. He is the most important NBA basketball player of all time. The NBA today is what it is because of Michael Jordan. He's the most iconic basketball player of all time. But to me, LeBron James is the greatest player to ever pick up a basketball. He's been the best player for the longest period of time. That's why it matters.
Where does Kobe fit in there for you then? I'm also biased though because I'm from Southern California.
I probably would go LeBron, Jordan.
Dang.
Kobe's top 10 for me.
Golly, not top 5?
He might be top 5. I'm trying to think of how I feel. I weigh people more than I got to watch play. Kobe might be number 3 to me.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you that.
I think Kobe is, he might be third best to me. And I also saw a lot of people. Guys, I am from Chicago.
Clearly not, Kev.
Kenwood
Ron over Jordan? Oh my God.
But let me tell you what. Here's the other thing, Joshy. I'm also prepared that Victor Wembanyama surpasses all of them.
Woo!
Where does Jordan fit with you, Angel? What's your top 3?
Probably Jordan, I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. Top 3. Michael Jordan. And bow is where it's gonna be for me. But what are we basing this off of? You said, because what's the question? Who's my top 3 what?
NBA players of all time.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All time. But like, are we basing it off of skill set? Are we basing
whatever is important to you?
Yeah, then MJ. MJ.
Because here's my thing with Kobe.
For sure.
He never left.
He never left.
He was like a true franchise champ.
That's he tried though. He tried.
Water under the bridge, Kev.
He wanted out. This is what I'm talking about. Water
under the bridge, man. Everybody likes to bluff
out.
Everybody likes to bluff with a baby joker until you pull the big one.
He wanted out. They just didn't give it to him. And you know what they did? They said, matter of fact, here's Pau Gasol. He said, I love Los Angeles. And I don't have a problem with him being like, never mind, I want to stay. But he didn't leave it because he didn't want to. They just didn't let him go.
And that's why I'm saying it was a different league back then. Franchise players didn't leave.
Yeah, it was really different during LeBron, Jordan's time.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, as we go on in the NBA, that's not going to be a thing anymore because of that second apron thing. You have to leave. Somebody gonna have to leave.
The salary you gotta leave.
That second apron coming for everybody. You might be like, there might be Kobe's and like Victor Wembanyama's and Jason Tate. Each team is gonna have to choose one person that stays.
And what if when Seattle gets their own team, they bring Wemby over?
Say one more time.
What if when Seattle gets their own team, they bring Wemby over?
Victor Wembanyama is the greatest player of all time. Immediately. All right. I want to stick on sports. Go ahead, Angel.
This is what I was going to say. I want to tell y'all the reasoning behind Jordan. I'm going to use the same reasoning that people like to use when they say Michael Jackson is the greatest entertainer of all time versus Beyonce. I'm not just looking at what he did on the court. I'm looking because basketball, while it's athleticism, it is actually in the world of entertainment more than I think sports. I want to say, is it more than any other sport? When it comes to American sports, I know we watch baseball, but I feel like is basketball one of the more lucrative forms of professional? And I'm not talking about for the players. I'm talking about how much money the actual sport generates. Am I accurate with that?
That's a good question.
Yeah, in America.
It's probably behind. It's not the number one because they have so many games, but it's probably under football.
Yeah, I think the NFL is. Wait, what are you saying? You said the league?
The league, the NBA. Okay, Kai looked it up for me. He said the NFL is higher. Basketball is number three. Thank you, Kai. Kai's research.
It's NFL,
here.
Baseball, then basketball, right?
All I was saying is that Jordan changed the league also more than any other player. So not just his skill on the court, but also his effect on the league is greater than any other player that I can personally think of.
Absolutely. So I agree with that. I think they should change the logo to Michael Jordan. He is the single most important basketball player in the history of basketball. I actually think the Michael Jackson Beyonce thing is a great point. Michael Jordan also has the benefit of nostalgia as well. But it's like 1A, 1B. Like, if you think Jordan's a GOAT, I know I did my little voice in my joke, but I get it. This is messing with my mind because I'm doing this with my left hand on here. It looks like it's right. I think Jordan has so many things that are non-basketball related that also help his nostalgia. He's like a legend. He's a legend. I think that's the best way to do it. I just don't like that people change the rules, you know, and apply them to him. And I think all you can do is be the best player of your generation, which each Jordan and LeBron were to me. Moving on. We're sticking with sports, though. Ryan Clark was fired during his show. He was on.
We talked about it, though. Are we going to talk about his interview?
Did we talk about it?
You talked about it last episode without me.
Oh, you're right. I wanted to bring up the interview. He said something that I thought was interesting. He talked about part of the reason he was let go was because he defended Angel Reese I just wanted to hear that.
This clip is long. You know where in
the I'm gonna skip to the end. Skip to the end. Yeah. Good call, Angel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, brother. Yeah, you
remember this is the problem we had before.
Oh, forget. I'm not signing up. Basically, I was going to show the interview, but I don't have time to log it on Twitter.
Hold on, I can show it on my phone. Where? How far into the thing you want me to skip forward?
Just to the part where he don't mean to show Angel. He essentially basically said that part of the reason he was fired was for standing up for Black people, Kyron Lacey, Angel Reese, one more person. And then when they fired him, they leaked it to Outkick Sports, which is like a MAGA, leaning sports publication. What are your thoughts, Angel? Since your name is Angel,
well, I would say I'm not surprised. I feel like sports is probably the most racist institution we have in entertainment. Like, for real. Sports, you know why? Because it is the use of Black bodies in, like, with football. What they even call it? The
combine? The
you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's out of my mind.
But you get what I mean. It is the use of Black bodies, putting them, making them work at a ridiculous amount of like pressure on the body for the entertainment of white people. So it's just a more entertaining version and a more lucrative version, obviously, of I don't want to say the slave trade because I don't want to diminish, obviously, what our ancestors went through. And also, I don't want to ignore the fact that players are paid in certain sports and in certain positions handsomely for them putting their bodies through all this rigor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to come up with, auction. Yeah. The combine very much resembles the auction block.
Yes.
The way they like, ooh, you strong boy, run.
Yeah. So while, yes, there have been ways in which it feels like, oh no, Black people are a part of the conversation in more of an intellectual way and a more appreciative way. It also to me feels like we kind of got to make y'all happy so y'all will continue to play. So, but we really would love it if y'all didn't talk, y'all didn't own anything as far as an ownership in the league, that y'all didn't think y'all's voices were important, because we really just want y'all to entertain us.
Yeah.
Also don't want y'all in any type of leadership position. We really don't want y'all to be QBs because those are coveted positions. We don't want y'all to really be coaches either, because why are you telling our white boys what to do? sports, specifically sports, has always came off to me as one of the racist forms of systematic oppression outside of prisons. That we have going. It's just the thing is, it's entertaining. And so,
and because you want to win, you know, especially in football and basketball, you go and use them Black players.
Yes, like, absolutely.
You're not going to field a competitive NBA team or NFL team without Black players. And if they could, a lot of them owners probably would. There was a huge conversation over the weekend about, like, because Cam Newton got laid off. There was, you know, Jemele Hill left ESPN a few years ago, but, you know, she was going back and forth with a lot of people because people were like, why don't y'all just start your own network to rival ESPN? Ryan Clark, Cam Newton, y'all should just, you know, cover the games yourselves. And Jemele was like, y'all don't understand that the reason ESPN is ESPN is because they have the rights to sports games. They don't care about like First Take and those sports shows. It's the actual rights to the NFL games. ESPN is a part of Disney now. You can't really compete as a sports network without live sports. And she was making the point that even if you're watching the game on at a bar or at a friend's house, like YouTube TV, you still watch an ESPN. You don't have to engage with the sports talk shows. And they were like, put an NFL game show on BET. And people made the point that Cam Newton just had a sports show on BET, 106 in Sports. And it only lasted one season. It was canceled. Did anybody here watch it? I'm not being funny. I'm like trying to make the point. It was him and I think Ashley Nicole Moss. I don't think anybody watched an episode on BET because BET is not known for sports. It's like, it's not that easy to start your own competing sport network. I want to stay in one more thing, Angel, before we leave sports. Dejanay Carrington dropped a bomb on WNBA threads yesterday when she posted this. She said, since oomphs want to be funny today, I'm going to be hilarious. Yes, Nelissa cheated on me with Deja Kelly and Aaliyah Nye, plus, many more. Angel, as a woman who watches WNBA regularly, what are your thoughts on this bombshell news? This is Dejanay Carrington on the right and Nelissa Smith on the left.
Yeah, I was about to say, these all sound like girl names, so these are lesbians, right?
Yeah, big lesbians.
They're big lesbians.
Big lesbians.
You know, damn. And then I also think, so how much coochie juice has been on the ball? Like, are people cleaning their hands after fiddling and playing and going up in
folks' coochie? What's wrong with you, man?
Because that's what I would think about. I'd be like, did everybody wash their hands, or is this just ball wrong with
you? After the bow,
covered in glaze? Like, how? That's what I
in glaze.
Oh my god!
Because, I mean, what?
Oh my god.
That's a lot of this. That's a lot. And then you go and do this.
They're not doing it before the game, Angel.
How do you know, Kev?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You make a strong point.
But that's exactly where my mind went. You asked, what did I think? When you say it cheated on many.
Three pluses.
And those are all those are all WNBA player names.
That's Deja a lot of Kelly. ISOs.
Yeah. Aaliyah Nye, I believe, plays for the Dream. Deja Kelly. I don't know if she's an active WNBA player. No, she plays for the Upshot League. She plays for the Charlotte Crown of the Upshot League. Let me see if she played in the WNBA.
I just want to know, was there a hand washing between the box and the ball?
Honestly, Angel, you bring up a good point. Like, should that be part of the pregame?
Everybody wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Happy birthday.
Wash your hands. Yes, sing the song. That's what I think of. Also, to let you know, wealth and being attractive, you know, it can bring the hoe out of anybody, not just men. When you are wealthy and you're attractive, right? And your name is in lights. That's when a lot of these men turn into whores. And unfortunately, the same can happen with a woman, that she's just like, I'm on, I've been on, I'm that girl. You know,
that
thing happens.
This is so interesting because I can't think of another sport where the drama is intra-player. Like in the NBA, it's like, you smashed my wife, you may have slept with my girlfriend. In the WNBA, you cheated on me with another girl who plays for that team right now. And this is right after All-Star. Like, this is literally the midpoint of the season. Man. And Dejanay didn't erase that thread. She dropped that thread and went on about her day and blew up the timeline. And whatever she did,
that's there they are. That's... They're Kevin in on the stage. They're not Kevin. They're stage.
That's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just was thinking, like, you don't hear of intra-player things like that. This is like heated rivalry where the people, we be on the team, you be in Dallas and I'm a flick your bean, you flick my bean, but then you cheated with that other bean. And a lot of the people who watch the WNBA, they be knowing whose girlfriend is who, who's with who, even with no public statements. They be like, oh, this person with that person with this.
That's because in the NBA, they quiet on the creek. If they were out,
quiet on the creek. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how you do it.
When I was a little girl, I used to be quiet on the creek.
I used to be quiet on the creek. But if they weren't quiet on the creek, we would probably have some of the best tea. But, you know.
I wonder how long it's going to take for somebody to be like, man, I don't care. That nigga smashed me before game 6 of the finals. And we're going to be like.
And then would.
Because a lot. Then would. That's Jeezy.
I know. I'm going to smash some more. I wouldn't be, again, I'm not worried about their hands because that's not usually, it's not usually the, like, the vessel that's being used. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I wouldn't be thinking, did your hand go from one ball to the other ball? Yeah, so think about that when it comes to the WNBA.
All right, moving on. Big news in Marvel, Angel. Black Panther 3 announcement, San Diego Comic-Con. David Johnson is Black Panther. We had all kind of comments, concerns, diaspora wars. What do you think, Angel? How do you feel about David Johnson as the Black Panther?
I don't even know who this baby is.
David Johnson's a British actor. Most famous for, he was in industry for a few seasons. He was in The Long Walk, and he was in Alien Romulus. Really talented actor. Really talented actor. Really good in industry. Really good in The Long Walk and Alien Romulus. He's really good. I think he's 32 in it. 32 for a free in it.
I mean.
But I think the majority of America is not familiar, because if you didn't see The Long Walk, Alien Romulus, or Industry, which is very possible, you've never seen any of those things. That is not.
I saw not very one.
Yeah. Industry, not a huge show. The Long Walk was like, didn't do a billion at the box office, and Alien Romulus, you know, Alien got a lot of movies. So, okay, Angel, I'm curious, as a person who doesn't know nothing about him, what were your thoughts when you heard the news?
Well, I just heard it and you saw it. I said, who is this baby?
You didn't hear it when it dropped on Saturday?
No.
You are just now finding out that David Johnson is the Black Panther?
From your mouth.
All the Ryan Coogler memes?
I just heard you say it, and I said, who is this baby? Who is, what is his name again? John Johnson?
David Johnson.
And I'm hearing he's British. That's what you said.
He's British, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Let me tell you, the Hollywood, my son is showing him to me. Mm-hmm, I've never seen this man.
Come on, be a little baby producer.
He is. I've never seen him before. And not only that, Hollywood does absolutely, they love Black British actors. There could be an American actor that could actually turn himself into a panther in real life. He could probably literally transform himself into a panther. They're going to go over the pond. And they're going to get them somebody. The person could literally come knock on their door and be like, watch what I can do. And they'll be like, wait, are you from Texas? Here's the thing. I'm sure he's going to do an amazing job. That's one thing I will say. It's not like they ever get a bad British actor. So I'm sure he's going to be phenomenal. If he's not, I'm going to be like, and I believe Ryan picked him. I said Hollywood, which Ryan is a part of, has an obsession.
Yeah.
An obsession. But I'm sure he'll be fantastic.
There's so much about him. Most people that had an idea of who they wanted to play Black Panther wanted Damson, Idris. But I didn't think Damson would take it because he's in Children of Blood and Bone, which is already a fantasy show. I mean, a fantasy movie set in a fictional place in Africa or similar to Africa, from what I know. I didn't read the books, but it looks like if you saw some of the costumes from Children of Blood and Bone and you saw some of those characters in Wakanda Forever or Black Panther 1 or Black Panther 3, you wouldn't even be surprised. And I think if you're an actor, you might not want to take a role in Black Panther and Children of Blood and Bone. So once I saw him on
You take all that goddamn money. What other fictitious? Put me in Zamunda. I'll be in all the black plays. What are you talking about? What actor? What are you? What have you seen?
Don't they try to spread it out? They don't try to
Don't spread nothing out because that's spreading out your paycheck. You won't be in all of it. All of it. He would take all of it. I think Demzin though is just Demzin. Unlike
Demzin.
What's his name? Damson.
Damson. She threw an eye in there. I thought Angel knew something we didn't because he's an in it. I didn't know if it was this is how it sounds in it.
He should have been an X-Men. That's what you should have been an X-Men.
He could have been an X-Men and he would have did great. Damson, unlike Chadwick, I feel like was way more of an old school Hollywood actor. As far as in, he was very mysterious. There was a lot of mystique. So him taking on the Black Panther, we didn't really know much about Chadwick. So the character was definitely bigger than him. Damson Idris, though, I feel like is way more of a current day superstar.
Yep.
We've known all about his relationships. It's just a lot of stuff. I feel like while he still wouldn't technically be bigger than the character of Black Panther, this young boy that I don't know, his life is not distracting. If I don't even know who you are, you're not a distraction to the franchise. You're not going to be a distraction to the storyline. So
yeah.
I think that would be a reason to go with him versus Damson. And I think Damson would have sure as hell took it. What are you talking about? Gonna take every
I don't know.
Oh, you would you not if you were in? If
I got two kids in college. I'd be in Black Panther, I'll be in there. I'll be trying to sell merch at the Black Panther 3 opening myself. Let me be the Black Panther where my suit don't. I want my suit to get stuck right here. No. Can you imagine a superhero who keep big people? I'd be putting my shirt down. Can you imagine a superhero who has to do this? Hold on! Don't kill me.
Kev would audition four times like Michael B. Jordan did in Sinners.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But also, it's so interesting. We complain about British people. Like Letitia Wright is British. She was in that movie. Daniel Kaluuya was British. It's like when do we get mad? British people have been all up and through
Wakanda.
Black Panther.
No, Wakanda. I know.
And Black Panther is set in a fictional African country. The people who should be mad are people who live on the African continent. Like, why y'all think you need to go to Americans? It need to go to, if anybody should be mad, it should be people who live in the continent of Africa.
I think they believe it should go to Americans because the IP came out of America.
Right. I agree with you, feel like if anybody should be mad, it's people who live in Africa. Like, why are y'all giving the Black Panther to an American?
It does feed. I don't care what anybody says. I've been paying attention to the industry long enough. I've been in this industry for multiple decades. It is a trend, not a trend. Excuse me. It is a habitual behavior that. They gonna go and they gonna get them Brits. They gonna go and get specifically Black British people. And I'm not saying there's an American actor that I have in my mind that would have been, that's not in the DC universe.
Marvel.
No. I'm saying DC because you usually can't cross back over.
Oh.
Because there's that other boy, Aldous, Alda, Aldo.
Idris Elba?
No. No.
Aldis Hodge?
There we go. I was about to say, I'm a lot closer than what y'all giving me. He's over there. He's in the DC world. That would be the only person that I could think of American-wise that I would be like, oh. But I also am not thinking very hard right now.
Idris Elba is the only person I can think of. He was in Thor and he was in Suicide Squad, I believe.
He's
you got a lot of Idris. You got Idris Elba, Damson Idris, Aldis Hodge.
And Dimson.
And Denzel. Also, there's rumors that Denzel is in Black Panther 3. He didn't do nothing at Comic-Con, even though some people said they saw him there. But I think David Johnson, he's only 2 years younger than Damson Idris, but I think he's playing an aged up version of T'Challa's son, Toussaint. He's only 2 years younger than Damson. A lot of people are like, he looked younger than Damson. I was like, he's only 2 years younger and he doesn't really look younger. He just is younger, but maybe he can play younger. But I think maybe to serve the story line that Ryan is writing, to your point, Angel, it might be better that a person is not known, you know, because Damson has so much gravitas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like when Will Smith is in a movie, you'd be like, well, that's Will Smith. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Also, because it is a fictional place in Africa, at least I notice that when you get a British person, usually their genetics are more closely linked to a singular or maybe two African countries. Mm. So you have someone who looks like they could legitimately have been born in Africa. Versus when you get over here and you get us, who typically have about 5 to 10 different African countries mixed into our genetic makeup due to slavery. We don't have that look. Like, I look Black American. I don't look.
You look like Kai.
I do. I do. And I got, and it's that huge chunk of European also due to slavery. So I can also understand how for something that needs to depict Black people from Africa, there's a lot of us that don't got that look. I don't even know. You look like you mixed with a bunch of stuff over here. You got, and you bar Mexican too? Yeah.
You know I got that 1/8. Me and Joshy closely linked. He got 8/8. I only got 1/8 Mexican, but we come together on La Raza. Also, it's Toussaint. I said Toussaint.
Toussaint.
My Haitian was turned down.
Somebody said I look like I could be. I haven't met nary a Nigerian that I felt like, man, you look alike. But I also will say Nigerians have a couple of different looks.
Mm-hmm.
They have. I just don't feel like I feel like I fit in those couple of different looks that I've seen. I could be wrong. Listen, I ain't seen every Nigerian. I just ain't met one that
you
I felt
seen like. Every Nigerian.
I ain't seen them. I haven't seen everybody. I haven't seen one that I'm like, we look like we're cousins. So yeah, but unless you look, them South Carolina Black folk, now those are that's where you can hire. And then did you know that? Sorry, off topic. South Carolina, a lot of people from South Carolina, when they do their genetic makeup, me and Josh found out via Marquita, a lot of times they have very little, if not, or sometimes no European blood in their genetic makeup.
South Carolina, Gullah Geechee people?
Yeah, and that's why. Let me tell you. I said, they had the secret, and I'm just now finding out. Because of the island that was off the coast of South Carolina, the white slave owners, they could not go over there because they would get sick because of the mosquitoes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, they couldn't take it. So the Black folk were able to be isolated amongst themselves because the slave owners would be inland. And so that's how they were able to keep a pure African lineage of blood inside of those people while the rest of us is over here gumbo mixed up with everything.
Gumbo.
Because we were inland. I just found that fascinating.
Yeah, I remember reading about that. They didn't know how to do that rice. They just, them rice patties and stuff, they was like, man, y'all just go over there and we gonna leave y'all alone.
We gonna leave y'all alone.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna leave y'all alone.
Dad was from South Carolina, so it makes sense why he also has a look that could go either way. Please continue. So sorry.
But yeah, there was some conversation like, oh, it's not gonna sell as well. When I tell you, you could almost, I would bet $23 or $24 that Black Panther 3 gonna sell all right.
I'll be up in there. I'm gonna see what this David Johnson gonna do. I don't know the baby, but I'm gonna watch it.
Kev's gonna buy out a theater.
Nope, not for that one. I do that for people on the come up. Marvel gonna be okay.
We all see it.
All right, now let's move on. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible story. The Netflix trend where you do the little documentary thing. Oh my gosh, this girl did this trend. Let me show you her, and her husband allegedly killed her for it. Allegedly.
Oh my God.
Hippa.
Big hit.
I saw this. She did. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, where's my video? I had the video.
Woo.
Where the person
said he unalived himself too.
Yes.
I saw her video, saved it, and was like, I was sitting to hear her story time. But she did.
That's the doctor. Meet now, Netflix.
Netflix turns.
Are we sure she did? Come on, let's say she did,
Angel.
No, are you serious?
Yeah. Let me find the video for you, Angel.
Add some context to the people that don't know about the trend, Kev.
I'm about to.
I'll do it while you search. There's a trend where, as most of y'all know, because y'all be on the internet and I don't be. Of the violins, and you sit down like they do at the beginning of every Netflix documentary. You try to figure out what camera you got to talk into, because that's what you do in a documentary. And you put at the top what the documentary is going to be about. Most people put really funny things. Like Marcus would sit down and be like, this is a documentary about being married to an overproductive Delta or something of the sort. But this woman said her husband, just finding out that her husband was a PDF file.
Mm-hmm. I found the video, Angel. Hold tight. Hear me now. Hold on one second. Let me get it queued.
And she exposed it to the police first.
So this influencer on this app did that Netflix trend that come into a space like this, you know, with the cameras. And then you sit down and you say, I'm preparing for my Netflix doc about whatever. Most people did silly stuff that wouldn't really be worthy of a Netflix doc, but some people did serious stuff. And it would be written, the caption, and she did write about her ex, discovering her ex is a pedophile. And it went viral. And he also had a big following here on TikTok. He was in, you know, a TikToker as well as being a coach. And the little bit of discovery that I've done here, it appears that she had great evidence to believe this was true. He had not been arrested. A coach of young girls in sports, and this child was only 15, the alleged victim. She separated from him. She obtained a restraining order, a temporary restraining order. From what I can tell, they were together as recent as Memorial Day. So, you know, she discovered it somewhere in there about the restraining order, and about 2 weeks ago did the trend. He had a huge following and he went private just before this tragedy happened. And the tragedy is he went to her house last night and shot her and then himself and one of her children from her previous relationship. I believe like a preteen boy who was not hurt, thank God, physically. He was the one who called the police. And when the police arrived, they were already both deceased. Absolutely devastating. And please pray for her. She, on her name's Sarah Gilson, on her TikTok page, after she put out that video, which now has 6.2 million views, I don't know where it was at yesterday, but it was huge and trending. I'm sure it was well over a couple million before he felt driven to do this horrible crime. Obviously, he was mentally ill and a murderer. But she thanked her beautiful friend, Courtney, for supporting her. And Courtney's put up a GoFundMe. She thanked her followers. And, you know, this is why people say, hey, why don't women come forward sooner? Why don't they speak up? Well, she spoke up in a very public way in which other people can voice their opinions. And I'm sure he lost his mind over that public humiliation. But I have no doubt what she said was true. Otherwise, I don't think he would have reacted like this.
All right. The craziest thing about this is probably going to end up being a Netflix documentary on this trend turning deadly. Because Netflix is like, I can't even think of another streaming site that produces even a tenth of the amount of docs as Netflix does. Mm. HBO Max probably is second, but Netflix is going to have some documentaries. My thing is, not to be harsh, but maybe to be harsh. If you want to do suicide, commit suicide or die by suicide, do that. When you a pedophile and you get caught, just save us all the trouble and just kill yourself.
Wow.
Why you got to go kill the mom and then you done ruined the baby's life? He or she got to find his mom dead. You do these awful crimes, remove yourself from society. You got to take this lady out who didn't do these crimes. You rob her from her family. You ruin infinitely more lives than you ruin yourself. And then you go out like a coward. You don't face the music on your crimes. You rob her family, friends, her children of their lives. And then you don't want to face the music on that. Like, just do this at home. Terrible. And again, like the lady said, she looked like Olivia Benson. She looked like Mariska Hargitay.
She's a real housewife of one of them cities, I think. An old housewife. But go ahead.
Is she really? I don't think I've ever seen her.
The woman doing the recap. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like women in abusive relationships can't win. You put the restraining order on. The restraining order doesn't actually physically stop somebody from going to you. So what ends up happening is abusive people they still know your address. They always can still find you. It's just something that the police can do retroactively. It's not like it's not like it stops you. It's just like, oh, if you actually do something, then you get more in trouble because you had a restraining order. But abusive people violate restraining orders every day. If they want to inflict violence and harm on the person, they do it. It's just super whack, super unfortunate for that lady and for her child. It's terrible.
This is so awful. What I'm finding odd is that the only news outlet that I can see reported on this is TMZ. Everything I'm finding when I search is just Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, TMZ do be right. Oh, my God. This just happened on Thursday.
Yeah, this just happened like just recently. Just recently.
Heather McDonald. That is Heather McDonald. That's a comedian. And I made her a Real Housewife.
I don't know that lady.
Heather McDonald, I do believe, is a comedian. Am I losing my mind? I feel like I'm losing my mind. Anyways, I hope, yes, she's a comedian. I hope and pray that, like, for those women that are, because apparently he was also like crazy, like not just was he caught or being a pedophile, but apparently from the TMZ article, for like 5 years, she had to struggle to get away from.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So I pray that, like, you know, when women find themselves in these situations with these men that are abusive, that, like, they do what's necessary to protect themselves at all cost. Like, there's no reason, you know, there's something about, I don't know what it is about a man's pride or ego that would drive him to be like, oh, now I can't. And now you can't. Now I can't live another day. Now you can't. So, yeah. Like, I just pray women protect themselves the best way possible, because that's just a shame. Because I distinctly remember seeing that, and I saved it because I said, she must be getting ready to do a story time for real, because damn, but.
Damson.
Damson. You know, in Shakespeare, me and my son were reading A Midsummer Night's Dream. And back in the day, back in Shakespearean day, if you decided to like not marry who your dad asked you to marry, you would have to remove yourself from society. You would have to live outside of society, basically on your own. And prison would work, but that's what I feel like pedophiles should just accept that fate, that you will no longer ever be able to function in society like everyone else. That is what you made. And this is not saying that, hey, yes, could you turn a corner? Could you atone? But you could do all those things. You just won't ever be in society again. And I think because she was taking that away from him it's just like, no, you shouldn't think that you get to do this too.
Yes. Yes.
You
got to go away now. All right. Before we go, I want to cover this one thing because I just would be remiss.
Over a month ago, I came to you and apologized for platforming Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. I felt I had a responsibility considering my sister is the former president of the American Psychological Association, one of the youngest to ever hold that position. Not soon after that, I received an email, a cease and desist, not to mention her name or to speak to the controversy. I scanned down to the bottom, and it was not from a lawyer, not from an attorney, not anybody who was barred. It was from Cheyenne Bryant herself. I said, I'm going to walk away. I do not want to be a part of black-on-black crime. So I let it go, never addressed it, never mentioned it again until I received this email on yesterday from Dr. Jaquel Pitts, who is serving as the president of Indiana Southwest Christian University, who said to me in writing that Dr. Cheyenne Bryant has just received her PhD in theocentric psychology. I did a quick Google search. Indiana, the whole state, does not recognize an Indiana Southwestern Christian University, is not registered. The president claimed that the degree is in theocentric psychology. Again, I didn't even use Claude or ChatGPT. Google, the cheapest one, says that theocentric psychology shifts a person from ego to universal thought. I don't even know what that means. The president goes on to say that they cannot provide any transcripts. I send a one-line email. Who are y'all accredited by? And he sent me back this. Accreditation religiosio. I don't know what this means. But ladies and gentlemen, the last line that I've highlighted for you is no transcript can be provided. I'm not going back and forth with y'all. The president of Indiana Southwest Christian University doesn't even have a college email. Jaquel Pitts is on Gmail. So if you want the transcript, email him directly, and maybe he'll be able to give you answers I'm not able to provide. Y'all, let's shut the case on Dr. Cheyenne Bryant. The only robes I want to see people in out of 500 kids who are trying to go to Howard, an accredited school. God bless you.
I missed a comment, but somebody on Patreon said, I'm tired of this Brian on Brian crying. Let me tell you what. Go, actually, Angel, I want to hear from you. You are the only one here who has multiple degrees. Me and Josh, you only got one little baby bachelor's.
You know, not to put the subject on Cheyenne Bryant. Oh, somebody asked why he showed Tamar Bryant. That's his sister, Dr. Tamar Bryant. Anyways, these Christian institutions got to stop taking advantage of Black people who would like to have degrees. And what I mean by that is that a lot of Black folk go and get these degrees from these institutions believing that they are receiving degrees that will be recognized through in all places, right? You thinking, I'm getting this doctorate. And then when I say I have this doctorate, and when I say what it's in, people will respect the work that I've done because they think it aligns with other universities. I feel like these institutions have got to start being honest about, okay, we are not accredited in this way, but what you are getting is what we believe is a good education, but understand it won't be recognized in many places. You know, you're not going to be able to teach at a four-year institution if you get a degree from us. You're just not going to be able to. So that's, I just feel like a lot of these, and it sounds like it's mainly the institutions that are throwing out these degrees and titles for folk. And it's just like, y'all, we can't keep as somebody who plans on getting their doctorate, I plan on getting my doctorate eventually sometime in my life. I'm going to tell you what, that school better have every single damn piece of accreditation, because Dr. That Chick Angel will be called Dr. That Chick Angel. And ain't nobody going to be able to take that thing up off of me.
I'm going to call you Dr. That Chick.
Just make sure your accreditation isn't religioso.
What made this worth, Angel, Mark Lamont Hill interviewed the guy who gave her that degree. It is not even an institution, Angel. It is one man who started the school in May of 2026. He gave her that degree, and Mark Lamont Hill asked him, how many PhDs has your institution given out? And he said, one.
He started it just to give her one. He's obsessed with her.
He started the school to give Cheyenne Bryant a PhD, which doesn't change anything we're talking about. And my thing is, we were done with this until she made her Netflix video. And we didn't even cover this because I was so tired of it. But apparently the blues ain't the right colors. And then that was the whole thing that I didn't understand.
Yeah, each degree has a color.
I didn't know that. Which is okay.
Each school. Go ahead.
That's okay for me not to know, because I'm not Dr. Kev. I just bachelor degree boy.
Well, but even your bachelor's degree has a color.
I didn't order my robe. I didn't have the money, and I didn't go to the graduation. I went to the black thing. We just wore regular clothes.
You didn't go to your graduation.
Melissa still hates that we didn't go. It was them clothes was too expensive, man.
That's why you borrow it from somebody else who graduated.
I didn't know nobody, and I didn't have the money. And it was gonna be at Husky Stadium. It was gonna be like 6,000 people graduating once, and you don't get to walk across. They was just like, "Oh, stand up and sit down." Absolutely not. The Black Student Union had a little small graduation. I went to that, and I never got my tassel, my gown, my nothing. I got that degree, and I got that in my safe deposit box down to the bank.
Oh my God!
I was like, I don't have no money for that, man. I don't got money for that.
Yeah, fine arts is, I think, brown. That's just terrible. Why we got brown? That's our color.
Yeah. What would your degree be? Your doctor be in, Angel?
I've got a couple of ideas. Sometimes I think I want it to be in theology. Other times I think I want to keep it in the world of entertainment, but mixing black history in there somehow.
I thought about going to seminary.
I can see you doing it.
Just because I'm curious about the knowledge.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could take any more.
You said you don't think you could take any more. I think that this man starting this school to give this woman a degree is one of the biggest. I'm trying to get in your draws. Like, F some flowers. F a bottle of wine. Bump a date. I'm going to start a whole institution and give you a degree.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to drop my panties for that. I'm going to be honest. I'll be like, you did what? Let me see your degree.
Y'all talking about coffee dates. Nigga, I'm giving out doctorates.
That's, let me tell you. If he could, he would. I like it. Come on.
Yeah, and this is the other part. Melissa said this too. She didn't even know she got it until the dude went live with Mark. She said he didn't even ask her about it. She didn't know about the transcripts. He was just like, yeah, I gave it to her.
He's shooting his shot. Why slip in somebody's DMs when you can give them a degree?
Hey-o. Nice. Nice. All right, well, that's it. This is another great episode. Once again, I guess we'll see you on Wednesday, right? Huh? With the fresh stuff. Until then, have a great day. God bless y'all.
Patreon people, maybe.
Yeah, Patreon. We'll see y'all. It'll be it's a whole thing. But people who watching this main after summer hours is over, we'll see y'all on Wednesday. God bless you. God keep you together. Bye.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.